Boom! The dildo of consequence, boys. It strikes for thee, Antifa. Here you've got Los Angeles, and you're watching a whole bunch of Jewish people in front of a Jewish synagogue being attacked by blah-blah-blah-supporting neo-Nazi. Nazis are good people, too. Supporters, right? No. Those are lefties attacking Jews over there. Is anybody else highly perplexed that the only vocal, the only one that I've seen, Jewish guy out there, Michael Rappaport, the guy with massive Donald Trump derangement syndrome, he's the only one going, what is going on over here? Yeah, dude, the lefties have switched you out, the globalists. They've lowered your ranking on the oppression Olympics. And so now you got these Democrat-run shitholes where Jews are being hunted down. And the vast majority of Jewish people are still going to vote Democrat, which, again, yeah, you be you out there, I guess. But to hear a bunch of Jews are being attacked by these pro-Hamas, kafifa-wearing lefties and Antifa. Antifa. We're going to punch a Nazi after we get done punching all these Jews. That's fucking crazy. Holy balls. This is Gateway Pundit. Violence erupts outside L.A. synagogue as violent pro-Hamas protesters assault Jews. LAPD reportedly ordered to not intervene, which is my favorite part, because eventually the Jews turn around and start beating up Antifa, and they go, oh my God, the Mike Plath, look at this guy, get the fucking ACAB over here, complete and help me, oh my God. These Jews are attacking. Why didn't you do anything? Oh, you fucking racist, white supremacist, cop assholes. They're black, by the way. Yeah, the fucking black cops just don't understand how oppressed they are, huh, Antifa? They're so pissed off and confused. And you're confused? You're trying to get these dudes fired. You keep calling these black cops over here white supremacists, you fucking moron. You're surprised they're not helping you? Oh my God, Ziz, just because we tried to murder you, I can't believe that you won't help us. I thought you were here to serve and protect. Well, you tried to defund them. You tried to steal their pensions. Every time a black dude busts a cop in their orbital socket, grabs their gun, fights them, or shoots at them, you side with the criminal. You're shocked and appalled. I'm flabbergasted during Pride. Oh my God, I can't believe that you didn't save me from these Nazi Jews. Oh, this entire thing. Holy shit, if you can't see that, we had a color revolution over here. Nothing makes any sense at face value. All of this is just inception levels of stupidity. We are being destroyed from the inside by the deep state, who are trying to push us through a globalist nightmare. I mean, for fuck's sake, here you've got a group of shithead assholes who've been protesting against the cops, throwing Molotov cocktails at the cops, trying to set cops on fire in local police departments, throwing their poop at cops, while telling everybody that they bastard fascists stabbing the Nazis. Here they're fighting Jews. They're upset when the Jews fight back and the cops won't help them. This entire thing is a handbook for stupidity. And everybody should be sitting there going, how in the fuck did we get here? I'll tell you how we got here. AIDS, assholes, AIDS. The AIDS in our judicial system, the AIDS in our media, the AIDS in our culture, the AIDS everywhere, brought to you by globalist pig fuckers, have scrambled your stupid AIDS-riddled brains. And so now you got a bunch of fucking lefty morons who get their talking points switched out like a motherfucking 1982 Nintendo cartridge, boys. And they're all confused and perplexed. It's very simple. You're stupid. How about that? How about you're fucking stupid? You'll fight for every cause out there except for all of the causes that are happening in America. Our dollar's being devalued. Our borders are wide open. Children are being raped by illegal aliens. You got naked dudes showing their buttholes to children on Main Street and weirdos showing their dicks to children in the public libraries and all of the public schools over here are teaching children how to butt-fuck each other behind parents' back in secret. Yeah, we are being destroyed. But there you have it. LAPD officers watching pro-Palestine demonstrators being shoved and hit by pro-Israel group. The pro-Palestine demonstrators are pleading with officers for help. You mean Antifa? You mean the people who hate cops are upset that the cops won't help them? This will be the quickest civil war we have ever seen on this planet. It's going to be hilarious. It's going to be, holy shit. Right? There's this aspect of me that's like, holy fuck, man. I can't believe we're heading towards a civil war. And the other part of me that's going, but it's going to be hilarious. It's going to be fucking quick, and it's going to be hilarious. And I'm not a vegan fucking pussy with scrambled brains. And so I think I'm going to be fine. I think my side's going to be loving this. I think my side's going to be like, no. We don't accept any type of surrender. Our side's going to... You better pick sides wisely over here. And here you got a bunch of bird-boned motherfuckers completely perplexed that the people that they've been attacking forever won't help them while they go out and beat up Jews. Holy shit, man. What a crazy world we live in. All right, guys. Thanks so much for watching the video. Support channel. Keep up to date on this clown world. Hit that subscribe button and make way, because the salt must flow.